Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is March the 29th, 2018. It is a Thursday. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to bringing you this live show. Very, very important. A lot of things are going on in the world, and we definitely want to catch you up. And I just want to say, if you'd like to get in on the conversation today, give us a call at area code 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And I want to just quickly jump into the show. Everyone, please, you already know, please definitely make a donation to Black Talk Radio Network, because without Black Talk Radio Network, how much would you have not been made exposed to? How much have you learned here? And it's a very, very important thing that we uphold this network because of what is going on and what is going to be facing our community. So make a donation through www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, as well as, supporting the network by becoming a member in BTR Community. BTR Community is a social media outlet, and you have a free 30-day trial period. And then after that 30-day trial period, membership is only $24 for the year. And you can engage in all of your media, social media activities on that platform. So definitely want to do that. I want to get into today's show. Very, very important. Let me just see. I'm not quite sure if Brother Davis is there. If Brother Davis is there, we will. But we have a bunch of what's in the news. And I'm not quite sure if Brother Davis is coming on today. Not quite sure. Okay, I don't see him on the board. Hey, Scotty. Okay. All right, so.
Yeah, I was just going to say he wasn't on the board.
Okay, yeah, I don't think he's on the board. Okay, so what we're going to do is that we're going to have a live show for you today. Very, very important, and it's so much that's going on. I'm not even going to do what's in the news because of the significance of some things that are happening that I want to highlight some main things, and you will see why we're not going to. But I definitely suggest that you look at all the things that we posted inside of BTR Community for what's in the news. Very, very, very important because in my opinion, it was the second to last article that I posted that is the most important and most significant posting that I've ever made thus far. And we need to get into that. And there's some things that I want to do with you all today as listeners. If you never called into the show today, today's the day to call in, because there's an exercise that I would like to do with you all. Very, very important, because what we're going to be facing, we will be glad that we at least did as much as we possibly could. That second to last posting that I posted inside of BTR Community, this one comes from congress.go. This is Congress. Excuse me, one second. My allergies. Comes from congress.go. HR, House of Representatives, Bill 5404, to define the dollar as a fixed weight of gold. And this bill was introduced by Representative Mooney, a Republican out of West Virginia, on 3/22/2018. HR Bill 5404 to define the dollar as a fixed weight of gold. And this is the most important post that I've ever done thus far in RDT, in my personal former page, all the tweets that I used to do when I first got introduced to Twitter, everything that I've done in Black Talk Radio Network, Tando Radio Show on Facebook, and everything that I've done within BTR Community. This is the most significant one. This is the one that is the most important one. This is the one that is going to have such great ramifications, because this is going to come in a blink of an eye, and how this is going to adversely affect people is going to be so great. We've been talking about a debt-based economy being moved into an asset-based economy, and very few of our people have any assets. Well, there needs to be a breakneck speed that we start to have to do whatever it is that you can. So we're going to focus on this and things around that. And I just want to say thanks to my man Kev for sending me this. And we just had a conversation yesterday about this. And, you know, for those of you that have taken the precious metals class, one of the things that was very significant in the precious metals class was the historical significance of different things. Tells you everything about how significant the precious metals are. And I will tell you this, slavery started because of the precious metals. The only thing that's ever going to end it is the precious metals. Until the people have the true money and resources to sustain themselves without having to be overseed, subjugated to, beholden to or to submit and subordinate to another human being. And the only way around that, ladies and gentlemen, is if you are able to sustain yourself, sustain your family, sustain your neighborhood, your tribe, and sustain the people. And until that time happens, ladies and gentlemen, resources will be used to always get the general population of the world on their knees. Because without resources, your physical existence meets a painful demise, a mental pain, a duress like no other. So it's time for us to really move into protecting ourselves as much as we can. So we're going to try to get everyone as properly prepared for this as much as we possibly can, because this is just that significant. And I would say this, said that on, and it was so funny, yesterday when I was reading the one of the publications that we posted about China moving into backing their currency with gold. When I was reading, it kept hitting me, but because of, you know, doing the show and everything else, it was something that I was tripping on. I kept tripping on it. I said, wait a minute, something is very significant here, and I'm missing it. Later on after the show, it came to me. Here's what was so significant about what we talked about yesterday. Monday, April the 2nd, China is said to back their currency with gold. And I definitely believe that that is very, very possible. And if it's not going to be then, it is definitely going to happen. And why not on Monday? Because the markets will be on recess for Easter observation tomorrow, and maybe even Monday, I'm not quite sure. April 2nd is significant, ladies and gentlemen, because that's when the U.S. and the bankers established the Coinage Act, the very first Coinage Act of the United States, the Coinage Act of 1792. Was done on April the 2nd. World War II was initiated on April the 3rd, I believe it was, April the 3rd or April the 4th. Last year, on April the 4th, the U.S. had a military confrontation with Syria and Russia that I will say is going to be one of the key events in starting World War III that will start global nuclear war I. And H.R. Bill 5404 is a war bill. It's a war law. And that war is against you. Every person that is familiar with, depending upon the greenback or the dollar, there's an EMP attack that's going to turn out your lights. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the sovereign fraternal order of governments moving the economy onto an asset backing platform, criteria, methodology, nomenclature, and direction. And I can't really express this enough, but I'm going to do the best that I possibly can with you all. From the years that we've been on Black Talk Radio Network, Tando Radio Show, we have always done this out of love. Is the reason? I mean, is the meaning of Tando? We've been trying to get as many people as prepared as they possibly can, and we have been a great success in that because of you, the listeners, because of the platform that Scotty has put together, because of the commitment that we all have made, including myself, to doing as much as we possibly can. Well, now it really requires that we have our own perception, have our own foresight, have our own trends, be able to discern on our own and act accordingly. Our deeds are going to be more important than our creed. Whatever we write, whatever we say, whatever we commit to, the measure of success is going to be by what we will do, the action behind our creed. So, we're going to focus on this. If Brother Davis comes in, we'll do Wise Thursday with Brother Davis. If not, we'll continue in this. And we will definitely pick this up tomorrow. But
Dave, I'm sorry, Dave.
Yeah, no, you good, brother.
If you got something important to put out, as you have stated, Brother Davis can wait till tomorrow, man. Because I feel like what you're saying is you feel, according to what you have evaluated, that this is information that needs to be shared. So that's what I recommend. I'm sure Brother Davis will understand, and he still got Friday wide open.
Yep, and so we will do that today. We will definitely do that. Thank you, Scotty, always my brother. I will... My man Mel said something to me not too long ago. All we have is now. And I would say that that is so true. And in this now comes a very important responsibility for us to ante up. And ante up as much as we possibly can for what's coming. You do not have to be a millionaire, a billionaire, a hundredaire, or a hundred thousandaire. All you need to do is the best that you possibly can do. And we will do that. One of the things that I would love to do today is that I would love for different individuals that are, because we have a listening audience that is scattered throughout this country. I would love for the listening individuals to designate a meeting place, a public meeting place, and one person, and how we can actually do it through me, or we will come up with a way where we can come up with, because I don't want no psychos in our midst. If you are 5150, half crazy, damn near crazy, well, we don't need that energy. We need real sane people, and I want our people to be able to protect ourselves from everything. But I think it's very important that we do this. For each person that would like to give their location, a major city, that, because most of our people are in the the major cities, or even in the suburbs, or even in the countryside, if they are Tando Radio Show listeners that you would like to meet up with as a group and structure that now, or we will be structuring that together as a group, I would like to facilitate that. And here's the reason why, ladies and gentlemen, because House of Representatives Bill 5404 is a declaration of war. The only way the United States can go on a gold back to fix their dollar to gold at a fixed weight of gold is they have to give back all the gold that's in the banks and in the Federal Reserve right now. All countries would be able to repatriate their gold and send it back to the country of its origin. Send it back to those countries. And do you know how much gold the U.S. will have left over? It will no longer be an economic superpower. It will not be relevant going forward in a new asset-based economy. But they themselves are having to fall in line with this because the rest of the world is already doing this in secret and are dutifully preparing for it. This is why Russia, this past last quarter, they bought the most gold, acquired the most gold they've ever had. And they had the most gold purchase of all the nations. Do you think Russia knew that their diplomats were going to be expelled? Do you think that they knew that a plan was in place to forge war? They've been telling and preparing their people for it in a very bold way, telling them exactly what's happening. You need to prepare for World War III, and we will help you. It's not happening here. The CDC actually did. The Center for CDC, the Center for Disease Causes, the Center of Disease Causing, actually did have on their agenda a day where they would have a preparation for World War III, for nuclear war. And then they cut it and actually canceled it because of the outbreak of the flu. Other countries have been preparing their citizens, preparing their infrastructure, preparing their economy, preparing themselves for it. Because those are the ones that are going to be winning. The U.S. is preparing for the Final Four. It's preparing for some porn stars to talk about their relationships with the celebrity figurehead. It's been preparing for all the other things, the next consumer item that's going to go on sale, calling everything else of relevance insignificant, preparing to get people to tell on other people about how many guns they have and how much ammo they have, and to turn all of that in, and to prepare the young people to be the perfect slaughters for the slave trade, sex slave trade, the depopulation by war, and all sorts of demonic rituals that are constantly bombarded subliminally into our acceptance. The system has well been prepared, and its action plan goes unimpeded by the masses. It has a massive agenda, but there is no appropriate mass response to that agenda. So we need to do as much as we need to do. And I would say, for those of you that are different parts of the country that are willing to do this, to open yourself up, because one of the things is that no man is an island. Everyone is going to need everyone. For those that listen to Tando Radio Show, If you would like to organize for people that live in your region, you know your overall geographic, the geographical area, the demographics of where you live. If you would like to put out a clearing call for individuals to come together and to start a preparedness group, if you are open to that, and I will help you with that overall venture, definitely call in today, 704-802-5056. And this would be the criteria. Make it a public place. First, say the area. Then, once people we can set it up where we can have it on BTR community, the different areas, and the individuals that will be showing up. You don't have to give your full name. And we can set it up in a way so that we're not going to have just one or two people there. I don't want just two people there, because the last thing that I want is for someone to be adversely harmed by our sincere attempt at getting prepared. So we can structure it with some safety measures in place. I would say to you, meet now, establish alliances now, because when the lights go out in your city, in your area, and when the tools of the system start to wrench on where you live, it will be very difficult to be able to come together in a meaningful way and to acquire resources and to establish a cohesive response to take the position of advantage from what's happening. There are many other people that are preparing. There are all kinds of militia groups. There's all kinds of everything else. Many of them are quiet. Some are vocal. But the majority of the really good ones are quiet. And let me tell you something. Some of those individuals will be looking for the unprepared to prey on. They will be looking to scavenge what it is that they don't have and what it is that they need. And I don't know what it is, but it's very true in human history. There always seems to be a more of an attachment to do things by malicious intent, with a sense of malice. It seems to always gain more traction, because I don't know why good people are the laziest I've ever seen. They don't want to infringe on those that they will have to defend themselves in the future. And that's not a good way to think. That's a false hope. I'd much rather you be prepared than to meet that individual, because you're going to be scared when you do. So, if anyone would like to do that, from Detroit, from Trenton, from New York, from LA, from Seattle, from Miami, from Chicago, from all parts of this nation, if you would like to do that and invite other people that listen to Tando Radio Show, because we have a lot of people that listen to this show, and those individuals are going to need each other, and I'm going to need you, you're going to need me, and with that we can do so much more. Stop waiting for someone else to do something. The onus is always on you. So I just wanted to put that out. And we can structure that in a way that will be as safe and secure as we possibly can make it. And I'm going to tell you, we won't move on that until everyone is secure that, yep, it can be done.
Hey, Dave.
So, my man, Scotty. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
You know, something that you just said, waiting on other people to do something when it's really on us to do something, if it's for us. You know what I'm saying? So,
right, Scotty.
So, last night on New Abolitionist Radio, Max mentioned that the White House press secretary, whatever her name is, Ms. Huckabee or whatever, and when she said that police shooting black men, I'm not directly quoting her, or she insinuated that police violence is a local issue, and other people took issue with that, but I actually agreed with her. If your local police is beat,
one more time, what did she say, Scotty?
She said, and I see where people are coming from, but she said that the responsibility to address police violence in the community is a local issue and not a White House issue. Now, I can see both sides of that, but at the end of the day, I also agree with her in that if your local police is abusing the citizens, murdering the citizens, and all of that. Because, you know, they say all politics is local. But even outside of politics, you should be dealing with that. Ain't that what the Black Panther Party did? The Black Panther Party for self-defense? They ain't sit around waiting on the government to come in and protect the community from police. They became the solution to the problem. So I just wanted to add that in. Because a lot of times, because of who says something, people will automatically be against it without thinking logically about what was said and divorcing themselves from the feelings they have about the person who said it.
Yeah. And you know what, Scotty? And it's because we have a dependency mentality. We've been taught to be dependent on the system, so we wait for someone else and something else to establish, and then we can gain from what someone else is doing. So we can be dependent on that. And the great creator made you sovereign with the ability to be dependent upon others, with the ability to be someone else's slave, if you so choose. We all make choices. And because of a dependency mentality that we have, we always wait. And the first thing we say is, that ain't going to turn into nothing. That ain't going to happen. And you're right. It never happens for you. Because the turn of life, as the world turns, is how you direct it. And I agree with Huckabee. She's absolutely right. Who are the ones that are dying? That's where the responsibility should lie. Why are you accepting it? They're not dying. Why should they care? You haven't made it relevant to them. Why should they hear you? And I'm going to say this before we move on in the show. If you don't receive a invitation to the table of negotiation, that's because you're on the menu and you're going to be what's served. This system is very easy. It's so fragile. So fragile. All it takes is for you, not anybody else, to say, nope, not me. If we can't develop that type of strength within ourselves, as we always say, if you can't walk past a mirror and see what the great creator sees, then don't stop by. If it's not important to you, it's important to someone else, and they see the opportunity to exploit you. So, it is our responsibility. And if you have any other questions or comments from yesterday's show or right now, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Here's the significance. We got a caller in queue, and I'm going to go to this caller in queue before I go forward because I don't like to keep our callers waiting. Caller 405, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What say you?
Hello, this is Mrs. Mel calling in today.
And, no.
You to everybody. Hey, Brother Dave.
What's up, sister? What's up, queen? How you doing?
I'm good.
So good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Good to hear from you all, too. I've been chiming in a lot more lately.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sister.
But I wanted to see if you guys had heard about the cyber attack that's been on Atlanta for the last, 6 days since last Thursday?
Yes.
And how they're demanding $50,000 in Bitcoin before they release the ransomware.
Yes.
And I thought it was so interesting that it has not made national news. Neither did any of the other cases that happened in Dallas last year, Charlotte, Colorado.
Right.
They haven't mentioned any of these in the national news, and they haven't even mentioned this one that's still going on. They're just now in recovery mode for that, but nobody's talking about it. And I just thought that was something interesting to bring up.
Yes, and you know what, sister? It's also Boeing got hit. All of their
Boeing
planes. You're right. And what happens, and what I think is because this is the seeding for it to be able to be cross-pollinated into everything. So they put the virus into hubs and centers, and then they can everyone that's attached to that can now spread the virus. That's why they call it a virus, because all of these viruses are highly contagious.
Mm-hmm.
All of this stuff is spreading all around. Yes. This whole platform has been compromised. Because we didn't create this. And when the bell tolls, it's been tolling for a while, but there is one that's going to be very significant. And we need to be prepared for it. Sister, thank you for calling in anytime. This is your home. I can't wait to meet, and I can't wait to give the little mama a hug. Tell her I love her and tell her to be good.
I will do. Thank you so much.
Okay. My sister. All right. We'd like to get in on the conversation. So true. Yeah, this whole thing, it didn't make national news. It's not being this ransomware, all of this, it's they hide under what it really is. In my opinion, this is what is going to be some of the viruses that are going to simultaneously explode in different areas, and it's going to make the overall the grid and all of the technical grid so vulnerable, because there's going to be so many cyber attacks that go off at one time. Boom, boom, boom. It's just going to make sure that it catches pretty much everything. And then that will be the system's excuse to say, we need to shut this whole system down until we figure out what's happening. They'll never figure it out, because that's not what their intent is to do. That's what they're going to tell you. We got another caller in queue out of Seattle. Welcome, caller out of Seattle. What say you?
What's going on, man? This is Hassan up in Seattle.
Brother Hassan, what's going on? Thank you for calling, brother. What say you?
I was going to address what you were talking about with people with groups and stuff up here.
Yes.
And,
yes.
I don't know if anybody else is listening in this area, but I'll definitely open my, open the bookstore up.
Thank you, Hassan.
Oh, sorry about that. And I've been meaning to do that anyway, so, this is... He's basically making me stop dragging anyway, so.
Yes. Hassan, tell everyone where you are, where the bookstore is, and I will definitely help everyone out in the Seattle area, and the bookstore will be a place what can be a place of convergence for everyone. Hassan, would you tell everyone that's in that area where they can go? And then what we need to do, Hassan, is you and I need to get together and put a plan of action together for the people when they come. What's the first things that we're going to start doing? And this is, I tell you, this is a great opportunity for everyone in the Seattle area, because this bookstore is a historical landmark to that area, and it's really a historical landmark for our people in this country. Go ahead, Hassan, tell everyone, please.
Yes, it's right on... Rainier Avenue. It's in Columbia City. For anybody that does know Seattle, but the address is, 50.
Everyone in Seattle should know with the tell them the bookstore and everything. Everyone in Seattle knows this bookstore.
Yeah, if anybody's listening, and yeah, they know it already. Yeah, Lim's Bookstore. It's Cultural Center and Bookstore now, but it's been known as Lim's Life and Richness. It's right on Rainier Avenue, right on Front Street, and right in the heart of the city. So, it's like I said, as far as you know, Seattle goes with the city, I guess, depending on where I'm at when it goes down, if I can make it there. But yeah, we could definitely start holding things now and start putting it together and forming those relationships. Even if somebody's listening that's in Oregon, you know, Portland. Now,
yes.
We could form the whole Northwest Alliance, basically, is what I would like to do.
Yes. Because it's important, because this is an opportunity for first responders. So it's the Lim Cultural Center in Seattle. And Hassan, what's a number that they can call? And then what we'll do, Hassan, is that you and I will coordinate and start to get the preparedness group there. And I will definitely help out with that overall movement and that overall grouping that's there, Hassan.
Okay. Yeah, the number, I just put my personal number out there right now. 206-348-4649. Or you could email me at CRISTOS06@yahoo.com. That's CRISTOS06@yahoo.com. And you can reach out, you know, however you guys want to do it.
Yes. So please reach out for those that are in the north, in the great Northwest. Please reach out to Hassan.
And even anybody listening, because I mean, there could be people not listening. I can connect the whole entire West Coast, really, from Seattle all the way down to LA. So even
right.
if you're listening in the Southern California region, well, which you already got all your ties there anyway, so you don't need me.
No, we do, because it's not about me; it's the people.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, same thing. Reach out, like anywhere on the West Coast. Reach out, and we'll put it together.
Text Hassan 206-348-4649. 206-348-4649. And what I'll do is, what we'll do is that will be one of our main hubs, and everyone that's close to that area. You know, from the greater, you know, the West Coast, until we start to have satellites everywhere else. If you're in the Seattle area, definitely get with Hassan, and we will put together a preparedness group for you all that's there, because Seattle is definitely going to need a preparedness group. Everywhere really is. Everywhere is going to. And this is a great opportunity for people to come together to be the first responders to, and the relationships that you can grow from this, even if nothing ever happens, just the opportunity to grow with people in a different way and to resonate in a different way is so, so important. So the Look For and Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. Give Hassan a call, 206-348-4649. Hassan, and then get with me, and then we'll come up with a schedule for doing that. I'm going to tell y'all, the only thing that I'm going to be doing is running my business and doing this. That's it. Up to you to do what it is that you need to do. Okay, so Hassan, brother, I knew you were going to offer the bookstore, and I thank you so much for who you are. You maintaining the overall legacy and the intent of, oh, man, so important, so, so important. This is what it takes. So much love, much respect, Hassan. Thank you, brother, and we'll connect, and let's get working. Let's get working. All right, so, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I just want to stress, though, also the need to be clandestine, because we know we live in a surveillance society, and everybody doesn't need to know what we're doing. And we should not be advertising to the general public, because that's a good way to get infiltrated. As I talked about,
yep,
the Black Panther Party, what destroyed them was the FBI was able to recruit sellouts to infiltrate that organization and destroy it from within. They were, of course, assassinating members and leaders and what have you. So that's just something to be aware of. Sometimes, you know, it's unavoidable, you know, because of the extensiveness of the surveillance society, but just be cautious and vet those, you know, somebody you yep. don't know, or somebody that has not been vouched for by somebody you know, you need to vet those people, and you need to be very, very careful. Just an observation, something that came to my mind.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's definitely, it's kind of like BTR community. Should be a membership. Should be a membership. And I tell you, it's something that's definitely needed. And everything that you should be doing should be only about preparing. I would say don't open yourself up for anything else. Just be about preparing, getting each member prepared, the group prepared, and then just growing from there. Very, very important, because when this thing kicks off, you're going to be thankful that you did it. You're going to be thankful that you participated. You're not going to be afraid. You're going to be ready to respond. And, you know, one of the things, and I know from those of you that have received any form of extensive training and anything else, from vocational things, from just hobbies and things of that nature. When you prepare for things by doing things over and over and over, when the measure of stress when it comes to everybody else, when they've not been doing it, what happens is that stress happens to people that's not prepared. Not the only time, but it's definitely a time when they're not prepared for, they're not ready for, or they don't have an answer to. So this platform is about preparing. West Coast, you definitely should be preparing for earthquakes, the ones that will shake by the boots of troops and tanks and missiles, and ones that will shake by seismic activity that's been created by man using high frequency weapons, or even just the natural ones. So a preparedness group is which the focus should always be on. Excuse me. So that is very true. Thank you, Scotty. Well stated. Be aware of everything, but do something. Do something. Okay, so if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Now, this H.R. 54, as I was stating before, is that this has very meaningful, this is being put together, and it's all coming together like a hand in a glove. This glove will fit. And what is really becoming together, because the rest of the world is moving. This is why you're having the diversionary tactics of North Korea, of the Middle East. Russia just expelled 60 of the U.S. Dignitaries and representatives. The rest of the world will do that, and they're going to expel other people as well. The expulsion just means that they're just giving you clues and hints that they plan on using the war, because this is how they've defined it as being a way that the people will buy into it. This is the hype before the fight. And this is going to grow. You should...
All right, sorry about that dead air. It appears that Dave lost his connection, and let me see if I can get him back on. 405, I see that you're unmuted. I think that's Mel. Mel, did you comment already, or did you have a comment? Area code 405, okay. Let me get Dave.
Hey, Scotty, this is Mrs. Mel. I'm going to go ahead and mute myself.
Okay. Just wanted to check. I wasn't sure. Let me get Dave back on, because he may not realize he's disconnected. So y'all bear with me, please. Okay, here is his number. Let me go ahead and call him and get him back. Apologies for this. Technology is not perfect, and things happen like this. So I definitely want to reiterate that, based off of the signs that we're seeing geopolitically, these wars and all these moves that's being made, Dave is right on point in urging everyone to be prepared. Dave, do we have you back, man? Let me see. Is that you?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay.
Yes. Sorry about that, Scotty. So you're going to start to see more events start to unfold. Then you're going to start to see major, major economic. This is where the tariffs come in. It's just going to continue to expand itself, and you're going to start to see why this is really going to be instrumental in destabilizing what's going on here. You're going to see all kinds of protests that's going to be coming out now. All kinds of major events, from attacks by way of bombings, by way of shootings, by way of all sorts of things is going to be coming out. You will see much more cyber attacks. And the weekends, ladies and gentlemen, every weekend from now on is a critical weekend. It's a very, very critical weekend, because the system loves to do things on the weekends. But I definitely anticipate that a major cyber attack is going to be used before the war and during. And we definitely need to be prepared. So what we're going to do, let's take a commercial break. Scotty, if you could take a couple of extra minutes longer. Just so I can set up some stuff here. I got to jump in the car and start driving, but we'll come right back. We need to talk about this, and we need to be really talking about what you're going to be doing. Even if you do not get a preparedness group, you need to have your own. And I would say, as we've been saying, nothing else really matters now, y'all. And we're going to come back to this HR 5404 to give you some insight on what this really, really, really means. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Scotty, give me 3 minutes, and we'll be right back. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Playback.
Live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, ready to go, Scotty. Welcome, everyone, back to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056, and then I'm not on the board, so I won't be able to see you. If you have a question, please don't write it in the chat. I won't be able to see it. Excuse me one second. Sorry about that loud background noise, you all. I won't be able to see it. So if you could call in, we're greatly, greatly appreciated. As I said, I'm actually driving, going to be driving, so I won't be able to see the board. So please give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. Okay, so give me one second here. So let me turn this down. Oh, my, it should take up on my...
One second. There we go. All right, so...
Scotty, can you hear me?
You're coming in real low.
How about now, Scotty? Is it better?
Give me a sec.
Okay.
All right, that's better.
Okay, great, cool. All right, everyone, so please don't write anything in the chat. I won't be able to see the board. If you would be so kind as to just call in. And I want to lay this out and what this definitely is meaning and where this is going, where I can see this going, and what you need to be doing. We should all have an appropriate response to this because it is going to definitely adversely affect us. One, when the United States creates a gold-backed currency, that means all of the currency that you have presently now will not be accepted. Best way to put it is this way. look at all of your dollars, $1 bill, $2 bill, $5 bill, $10 bill, $100 bill, $50 bill, whatever. Look at all of them. They will not be accepted anywhere in the world. In the United States or outside of the United States. You will be able to buy them, but you will not, as a collector's item, but you will not be able to use them as a medium of exchange for anything. Case in point, just to show you how true this is, it's been done many a times in the past. Actually, every form of currency that has ever been created, every single one of them has gone to zero. The U.S. dollar is no exception. Just because you don't think it could happen doesn't mean it's not going to be on somebody's agenda to make it happen. That's why it will. It's happened before in the past, and it will happen again. If you are a collector of paper bills and you have a silver certificate, guess what? That silver certificate has no redemption power. You can't go to a store and buy anything with it if the person reads it and they don't just take it unaware. If they look at it, they'll say, hey, we don't accept this, but this is U.S. currency. No, that's former U.S. currency that's unacceptable anymore. Every single dollar you have is going to be that way. And believe me, you won't be able to fake that one, because everybody will already knows what that one looks like, because it's been used in mass circulation for over 80 years, 100 years about. Everybody's grown up on it. Everybody knows it, and everybody is addicted to it. And the new currency that's going to come out is going to look totally different. And now we'll be able to distinguish if you're trying to pass currency from the former petrodollar reserve currency and the currency that was made relevant by the U.S. military of the past. They'll be able to see on site that, hey, this that old stuff. We don't accept that. And what they're going to do is that they're going to actually create new bills. You know, like they created new $20 bills, new $50 bills, new $100 bills. Well, they're going to create new bills, but they're not going to create new coins. All of the coins will remain the same. They're going to create new bills, and those new bills are going to look totally different. The ones that are the silver and back, the ones that are backed by silver, will probably have holograms on it with a small amount of silver or a reflective material that looks like silver, but it's not silver. Same thing with gold. It will be the gold-backed currency will be a completely different looking currency that will be easily distinguishable for mediums of exchange. That's how it will work here. So it doesn't matter how many coupons you have, how many forms of dollar bills you have. You can have a million coupons, but what you didn't know that coupon had an expiration date on it that no one told you about. You were supposed to find that out on your own through education. You weren't going to find that out through schooling. And here's what's going to happen. They're going to allow you a certain amount of time, 30 days or 2 weeks. And they're going to say everyone needs to exchange all of their paper, their greenbacks, because that's what the currency now looks like. That's what the cash is now, is a greenback. They're going to say all of your greenbacks, you have 2 weeks to exchange for our new currency that's backed by gold. Oh,
And just so you know, is backed by gold. And your currency, and right now, let's say the gold is at $1,500 for 1 ounce. That means you won't, they're going to have it to where $1 will equal $1,500 of the greenback. How many of the $1 would you be able to buy? Very few. But before they do that, they're going to devaluate the currency even further. So it's basically going to be probably somewhere around here. It's going to be around $40,000 to one. $40,000 or to $60,000 to one. So I would ask you, how many $1 bills are you going to be able to get in the new currency that's going to be the asset, the currency that's going to be backed by an asset when they open, reopen the gold window? But then they're going to restrict you from being able to withdraw gold. That's how the system is going to work. So, take $1 bill. Take a $1 bill and take a look at it. It's going to cost you $60,000 of gold just to have $1 of the gold-backed currency. Yes, you will still have all of the obligations, the bills that you have. You are not going to get debt relief. You will still be obligated to work. You will still be obligated to maintain all of your responsibilities. And you will still get paid the same as you got paid on the dollar before the transfer, or even less. So how are you going to make ends meet? Many would say, well, they would never do that. They can't do that. No, ladies and gentlemen, they got the patent on currency. They created it. They can do whatever they want, and they're going to do it, and it's going to be something so drastic. Why do you think some countries are known as third world countries? You think that those individuals, that they told them that the government could never do that to them, and they still do well? Because the overall minions that's going to invoke this, they're not going to be adversely affected by this at all. They're actually going to gain from it. You think Congress don't know that they're about to make the dollar go back? What do you think Congress is? What do you think the members of Congress is doing right now? What do you think they're telling their intimate friends and intimate family members that they care about to do? They're telling them not to tell you shit. While they're preparing. This is why they allowed themselves to do insider trading. This is why they got this large pay raise, because this is their last push to get the overall gold and everything else that they want to have. No coincidence. It's a conspiracy agenda. And this is going to require you to look at history for what it is and have a big boy or big girl's response to it. Because your children are actually dependent upon you. To provide for them. And I will say, a lot of people say the system will collapse. No, the system won't collapse. The system didn't collapse during the Roman times. The people did. The everyday people did. The system didn't collapse during slavery. The everyday people did. The system doesn't collapse. It sacrifices the everyday people. and they're coming for you and us with the same vengeance that they've decimated the ancient cultures of the past. They come to silence them. But in this whole thing, if you become self-determining, if you make your decisions as in your best interest and you do all the things that are necessary now, you won't be nearly as adversely impacted by it at all. And I'm going to tell you this. I was in a well-known city that has a lot of influence. And the individual that told me about this individual had ties to some well-known people in the political arena. If I said the person who they knew and who they were affiliated with, there's not one person on this show that's listening to this show that wouldn't know who they are and what they're talking about. And it would validate what I'm about to say. And they heard me speaking. The individual came in, was quietly sat down next to me and started talking. And the individual said to me, David, we have a preparedness group for just the very thing that you're talking about. We have a preparedness group because we're afraid of the people. Because what they're going to be going through. And are you ready? They said the extent of their preparedness group goes to members that either were or are directly affiliated with the Supreme Court, either Supreme Court justice or staff members that was on. I knew who they were talking about. And I'm going to tell you this. I wouldn't be surprised if Scalia was one of the ones, Scalia, the Supreme Court justice that they assassinated, in my opinion. And why did they get rid of him? Because he was talking too much. He was telling the American people, oh, you think that the United States will never have concentration camps? How ignorant you are. And he was telling them, they're going to be coming for your gun. And that's just the beginning.
He became a threat.
Yep.
What are prisons? How do I spy in prisons?
That's concentration camps.
Thank you. Who has the most prisons on the planet?
United States.
There you go.
And the largest prison population. By far. And this whole thing is going to expand much further. So now that we know that, now we have an idea with this gold back thing. Most people say that, yeah, we need to back. I've heard so many people say, yeah, we need to have our currency. We got fiat was not backed by anything. And then I asked them, well, do you have the anchor that you would like for the currency to be backed by? No, I don't have that. But the government should do it. That means that they're going to have gold and you don't. You know what that means? That means you're a slave to them, to their desires, to their agenda, to their objectives. So this is not a good thing at all. Here's where it's beneficial to those that prepare for what tomorrow will bring. Get your preparedness group with your family. I posted this inside of BTR for $24 a year. Join just to get that posted so you can see coming from Congress HR.gov with the HR 5404, I think it is. I forgot already. I'm driving. What it says. It's in plain sight. Plain as day. They're telling you everything. They're not hiding it. Not hiding it at all. Everything is repeating itself in the past. There's going to be a hyperinflationary event that's going to come about because right now they're going to be spending $1.6 trillion. $1.6 trillion means that they've created $1.6 trillion for spending. And that's going to cause a hyperinflationary event. And they're doing that for the overall preparedness of war. I wouldn't be surprised over one of these weekends. This would be a good weekend for something to kick off in Iran. One of the articles I posted is that Israel is saying that Iran is planning a Passover attack. And if that thing happens, ladies and gentlemen, you hear about something like that happening, whatever you do, go and get as many groceries as you possibly can get. Because it ain't going to go good from there. It's not going to go good from there. Everyone should be vigilant about what's going on now, because there's going to be clues as to how close you are to the overall storm drenching your town, flooding your town. The hurricane and tornado battling you. Here's what you should be doing. All of your close friends and family members, you should go to the reasonable ones and say, you've been dragging your feet and you've been BSing. And even now, even you can see now, things ain't going right. And I need you to start thinking and preparing about this, because I can't do it without you. There's talents and abilities that you have that I don't have. Don't isolate them. Make a petition. Make a petition to create an alliance. Even if you got to die to pride over some stuff. Gonna need it. You're going to need it. Then, once you start to acquire your group, find out what the strengths of that group is. Everyone will want to participate. Get out and do it. Make sure that everyone brings something. No one rides for free. No one. Look at your life. Look at how you live your life. What is it that you can get rid of? What is it that you can leverage? And what is it that you can acquire that is going to have some form of significant value in the future? One of the things I said is that when they come out with the new gold dollar, Gaddafi and all these other people gave you all the clues then that they wanted to create the gold dinar, that told you, and he was controller of an asset that told you that's where every, with their inner conferences and their inner talkings and their inner dealings were all about. And we let it just flew right over our head. We're like, that ain't got nothing to do with me. He in Libya. That was wrong. They should have let him get that gold. That would have been good. Well, why don't you have a gold dinar system in your family, in your house? Gonna have to start thinking for yourself outside of this matrix.
Hey, Dave.
Yes, Scotty.
Dr. Cynthia McKinney, who used to be in the Democratic Party and is now one of their biggest critics, being that she has a lot of insider knowledge about them. She was in Libya before they started bombing it. They started bombing it. You know what she was doing in Libya? She said while she was in Libya, she was attending this conference that was attended by thousands of people. Pan-Africanists who were trying to think of ways that they could offer quote-unquote African-Americans a path to get over there and to help them. Not just African-Americans, but everybody in the African diaspora and recognizing how they are so mistreated in these other nations. And that's what Gaddafi was about, man. Gaddafi was about helping people. You know, and he did more for the I dare anyone to show me someone in this modern era who did more for Africa than Gaddafi. He was trying to bring them into the 21st century, man, and make them a global power as a continent, not just as an individual nation. But you know, when I was like, people act like, you know, they say, and I'm talking about black people. You know, it pissed me off so bad when Dr. King's daughter, I forget which one, the one that's a preacher, and she stood on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial on that 50th anniversary on the March on Washington and said, let freedom ring in Libya, as the Obama administration were bombing it and destroying this infrastructure and killing all those people and unleashing unholy hell upon it by arming them terrorists and what have you. So, you know, I'm like, people like that, man, I don't like dealing with selfish people. I like dealing with selfless people. Yep. You know what I'm saying? While, again, I am responsible for looking out for myself and my family first, but I, at the same time, you know, if I see a person need some help and I can offer the help, then I help it. But we do live in a society of a bunch of selfish ass people, man.
Yeah, we really do, man. And I would just say, as she was doing that, and I'm looking at the same thing, Scotty, let me tell y'all a little something about Gaddafi before we move on. Gaddafi tried to save the whole economic system, the whole world, right after he took over in the military coup. He was one of the key members with the Hunt brothers that was going to corner the silver market. Oh, and the U.S. didn't like that. That's why he had became public enemy number one after then. He was about bringing about a real meaningful change. He brought water to the desert. Those aquifers that he built should be one of the 7, 8, 12 wonders of the world. So, yes. And you know, Scotty, it's so funny. While she was on there talking about let freedom ring in Libya, there was another family representative that was just at this March for Life thing, was doing the same thing. Boy, same old trick. And what was... I don't even want to... So, what we need to do is what you need to do. If you have any specific questions, you have any concerns, give us a call, 704. Yes.
You know that?
Yes, sir.
What you just referred to, this is Griffin. Good evening, man. What you just referred to.
Brother.
It actually happened on March the 27th, 1979 or 80? Hunt brothers 80, in the state.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I didn't know you had all
that.
That might have been what you were trying to remember from March the 27th. That's when it happened.
Oh, no, I was trying to remember, yeah, April the 2nd, and that's when the Coinage Act. But, yeah, I remember it was in the 80s. That's when I was first introduced to silver and gold, to silver. It was during the time that the Hunt brothers were cornering the silver market. And that's where, and then right away I go home, and there it is, and I'm like, wow.
But I was
about the silver.
I was talking about a couple of days ago when you said something about the date, and you couldn't remember what the date was. And I started looking, but when you brought that up, I looked to make sure, because I remember it was 1980, but I wasn't sure of the date. They said it was Thursday, March the 27th of 1980 is when they cornered the silver market and everything dropped.
Yeah, they almost was successful.
Yeah.
No coincidence at all. No coincidence at all. And so, man... Brother Griff, thank you. Always chime in at any time. So, listen, folks. We have a great opportunity. You have a great opportunity right now. Yes, there's very few people that will listen to you, but focus on the ones that will be willing to work with you. Even if they're not family. Even if they're not family. Because even family has a choice to make. They heard, but they didn't choose to listen. That's not your fault, and it's not your responsibility, and it shouldn't be your burden. Now, there's extensions of your family that you are going to, that you should make amends for, in my opinion, but I'm not going to tell you to do that. You know, when it comes to your children and things of that nature, but still, even as your children get older and they choose to, that's fine. You can't make anyone do anything. There are so many people that's going to get caught off guard by this because they took the approach that it was, not, well, they say right now, well, there's nothing really that I could do. I find that mildly interesting that every time something goes awry, people always think about, man, I wish I could go back to 3 days ago. I would do something different. Well, you have that opportunity right now. What you gonna do? What commitment are you making? For those of you that have strong families, man, you got a major part made because you're going to be able to leverage that energy into being so coordinated. Those of you that have preparedness groups and have friends and you've already established that, you're going to be able to be coordinated. And I'm going to tell you, be careful of who tries to come around once everyone starts to wish that they listen to you when it's unfolding. Be careful. Be extremely careful. Know the difference between those that come with sincere intentions and those ones that are cloaking and hiding what their real intention is. I'm gonna tell y'all this. I was amidst a preparedness group. And we were somewhere, our preparedness group was out training, and there was another preparedness group that was out training as well. And we already knew how they, just off of their energy, we already knew what they were kind of about. And they could tell from our energy. But when everybody has guns, people are polite. And they were asking stuff about us, and my buddy was asking them about them. We all knew to let one person talk. They knew to let one person talk. They were asking, so how do you think things are going to go? And there was a level of reading that the person that was the spokesman gave the other person. And this is what this person said. Well, we have a group of 12,000 people. And what we're going to do is, because since the system has put us in such a bad position, what we're doing is that we're coming together and we're going to be taking resources from people and from the corporations and everything else. And we're going to seize and we're going to have lay claim to different parts around the country.
Hey, Dave.
And we're deep. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Did y'all know those people?
No.
That was too much information that they shared with you. That's a perfect example of what I was talking about.
Yep. Yep. And all the people in my group are highly trained, and we already knew. And they said, you know what? We could always use some good people. Y'all should join us. And the person that was the one that was speaking with us just got up, walked away, and said, good luck, guys. We all left. And we had no clue who they were, where they came from. They were in the same place that we were training. Because that's just what people do. We actually went and bought some supplies and everything else, and there was a certain area in Southern California that you can go and shoot out in just the open, and it's where it's designated. And I knew we shouldn't have gone there, but it was convenient for everybody else. So we go, and this other group happens to be there, and that's exactly it. Those individuals, that's a way that it comes. So when you establish your group, use everybody's talent. Use everybody's talent. If you have a person that's going to be your spokesperson, that's who it should be. Because everybody else should be watching everything else. But I really want to emphasize this. If you are a single mom with children, we got to get ready to go to the commercial break. We're going to come back out of the commercial break, and I want to address the single mothers. There are some things that you should be doing as well, and I want to definitely address that, because I don't want you to get caught flat-footed and unprepared for what's happening. So, you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. You're ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the call when we come back, if you'd like to get in on the show, 704-802-5056. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And I want to address single moms really quickly. If you're not able to bring it to your group, men into your group for whatever reason, then what you definitely should do is establish a preparedness group of women, and that group should be extremely silent. Don't advertise it, don't talk about it, whisper it. But you definitely have to make an effort to do that, because this system will not care that you're a single mom and it's just you and your children. And the ills that can come from that have been documented in all of the third world countries. and all of the countries that went through collapses. So the single moms, you have to get with girlfriends by way of a book club or whatever and just bring up the conversation. Y'all know we need to get prepared. And women will, among themselves, will, they're realists when it comes to their children, when it comes to admitting where they're vulnerable. Single moms, you're going to have to. You're going to have to create an environment for you and your children to be able to withstand what's coming. And if all you have to depend on is other women, other friends of yours, go do it. If you have a question, well, what should I do about this? You have to be able to answer that question. Every question that you have to be able to answer it. You can't wait on anybody to provide you the solutions. You have to seek them. And that goes for pretty much everyone. You're going to have to find it. You're going to have to create it. You're going to have to be disciplined enough to commit to it. You're going to have to see it through. You definitely, definitely are. So, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. We'd love to hear from you all. And this is another significant tell of about what's happening. This one can't be denied. It can't be conspiracy minimized, conspiracy. And not only this, you can't ignore it. You can ignore it now, but you won't be able to ignore the reality of what it's going to bring. So, and you can't say you didn't know. That brings no solution to anything. Not knowing is a liability. So, give us a call, 704-802-5056. And I definitely, you know, one of the things that I'm really skeptical of is how our overall community is going to respond to this. The energy of anger is going to be so great. And when you're angry, you can never think purposely. And you actually weaken your immune system. You weaken your reflexes. You start to tremble. And you exhaust all of your energy. Anger makes us irrelevant. This is why this system always tries to poke and create to where we respond to anger. Because it never wants you to think. Never wants you to think. So I ask that you challenge that. I don't know everything that's going to happen. I don't know the degrees of it. I don't know the depth of it. I don't know how long. I don't know when. Nor why. But I do know this.
that if you learn to fight now, you'll take that same spirit
Brother
with
Dave?
You everywhere you go. Yes.
Oh, can you hear
yes,
me, Brother Dave?
Oh,
yes, hey, this is Jada. How you doing?
Hey, Jada. Go ahead, sister.
I'll take a few minutes of your time. Yeah, the show is awesome, as usual. Me and VP wanted to start one here in Atlanta, and he wanted me to give out his phone number for anyone who would like to contact him.
I love it, sister. Yes, so needed. So whenever you're ready to give that number out,
okay.
And then
okay.
I know it. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Jada.
Sorry, it's 404-552-1215, and they could just, you know, they could just call him VP. So
right.
He'll be able
text
to
the VP.
Yeah. Oh, and I think Brother Dave, he texted you. If you can get a moment, you could, you know, because I know we know you're extremely busy, so we don't try to bother you.
Don't
right
worry
now,
about that.
Okay then. So yeah,
you know,
that's
you know,
all.
Jada, there's some people in Atlanta that I want to connect you with that are already there, and they'll be willing, and we'll put that together.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Brother Dave. Appreciate you.
For sure, sister. For sure. All right, everyone. Hey, I'm gonna have to close out the show a little bit early if we have no other callers. And tomorrow we'll have another show, Financial Friday, and we'll look at, for those of you that are in BTR community, check out some of the articles that we posted. Very, very important. Very, very relevant for what's going on. Be always vigilant and aware, and always be ready. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Hey, Scotty, I'm going to have to end out a little bit earlier. So much love, much respect. Brother Braggs, if you would be so kind to chime us out of here, we'll talk to you all soon. Peace.
Peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.